Welcome to another episode of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. On this cloudy but pleasant day in the San Antonio area on March 11th, 2021. And today I want to talk about one of my favorite topics, the mass media cartel, and what they continue to push this COVID-19 pandemic stuff. And they're really upset with this mandate being lifted. Rather than talk about the credibility or the lawfulness of the mandate, they want to talk about keeping people wearing the mask. They'd rather have you wear the mask even without it being required. I mean, I find this really strange. I mean, doesn't this really mean that they are involved in this some way beyond just reporting the news? I mean, when the governor of the state of Texas lifts his mandate that he made to wear masks and open businesses all the way, this should be a day of jubilation, shouldn't it? Shouldn't this be, if it was a real news outlet, wouldn't they be saying, hot news today, good news, folks. The governor of the state of Texas has realized that the pandemic is over and no one need wear a mask any longer. No one needs to operate their business at less than 100% capacity. I mean, what are they doing? Isn't this evidence that what is being called news outlets in this country are not news outlets at all? This is evidence. I mean, this is flat out evidence. When they do not tell the news, the good news of something as terrible as this so-called pandemic, that the government required to close businesses 100%, then open them gradually to 50% and 75%, and finally now to full open and no mask wearing. This is good news. Does the so-called news outlets say that? No, they don't. They say, we have young people today who they are concerned that it's too early to be taking these masks off, and teachers in elementary schools and high schools are saying, I don't know if I want to go out there in front of all those kids without wearing a mask. Man, that doesn't sound good to me. I might get something. And, oh, I don't think my child ought to be going to a school where they're not wearing masks. Duh, folks, didn't you hear the good news? The good news is you don't have to wear a mask anymore, and you don't have to operate your business at less than 100% capacity. So why is this so-called news media not reporting the good news? Isn't it because they are involved in the pushing of a fake pandemic from the very beginning, and they are still involved in it? Why do they want you to continue to be hurting? These masks are not good for you. Wearing a mask cannot be good for you. It causes concentration of CO2 in your organs, which can damage them, and even irreparably, and also cause an insufficient oxygen to get into your blood system. What do they call that? Hypoxia and hypercapnia. Those are the two things. And these things, eventually, they can even be deadly. And they still want you to wear these. I can only think of one reason why they're doing this. They're doing this because they know that most people won't run down and get a potion shot into their arm if they weren't uncomfortable, if they weren't feeling bad, or if they weren't under some kind of compulsion or some kind of uncomfortableness. Well, that's what the mask is all about. It's about being uncomfortable, being less than feeling good. And now the CDC, and of course CDC is a part of this, and the mass media pushes, I hate to say mass media, that's such a nice term. It's the mass media cartel, like a drug cartel. It's not interested in your well-being. It's not interested in news. It's interested in its agenda that it's part of. The people that own these and operate these, this mass media cartel, have another agenda. And they don't even care if they make money or if they even have good ratings. The whole, they make money through their other combinations with other entities. They maintain the mass media cartel not for profit, not for ratings, but to control society the way they want it to go, because they benefit from it in other ways that they create through the media. That this is serious, serious stuff, folks, because we'll never get lawful government with a mass media cartel educating the people or indoctrinating the people on all these false doctrines and fake news and false ideas and fake doctrines. That's our real problem. Most people don't know anything about lawful government. They would know tyranny, abject tyranny, from anything else. They have no way of discerning what it is or when it has become that. Now, the CDC has said, and that's what the mass media cartel reports, if you've had both doses of this potion, you can get with others who have also had both doses of their potion without a mask. But boy, if you haven't had both doses of your potion, you better be wearing that mask. And what else have they said? They said if you've had both doses of your potion and you still get COVID-19, you really don't have to quarantine unless you have symptoms. Isn't that interesting? So what does that tell you? You know, I go down and get the potion so I can take my mask off. And that's really what this is all about, isn't it? Go down and get your potion so you don't have to be uncomfortable anymore. You don't have to wear the mask. And ultimately, if everybody gets all potioned up, you don't have to operate your business at half throttle and all that. That's what this all is about. Be uncomfortable until you get your gateway drug. This is the gateway to society, and literally that's what they are saying. They've said those very words. If you want to enter, if you want to re-enter society, you're going to have to get your doses. You're going to have to get your both doses and even booster doses of your potion. Now, I keep calling this stuff potions because that's what it is. It's not a vaccine. And we've talked about this before, Mark Anderson and myself, is that the medical protocol, proper medical protocol, and the lawfulness of you have to have informed consent. Before you could be given this lawfully, this potion, they need to tell you that it's not a vaccine. They need to tell you why it's not a vaccine. They need to tell you that it is experimental, that has only been approved under an emergency and has not gone through the full verification process and approval process. It's been issued earlier under an emergency situation, they say. So it's still experimental. So everyone that gets this injection of this potion is part of the experiment because it's not been fully approved. Now, really, this is really outrageous, isn't it, folks? I mean, this is abject tyranny. It's not following the law. And people want to talk about science. You know, this is science, or the science. Well, let's follow the science. That's what Biden was saying. I'm going to follow science. Well, why don't we follow political science? Good sound political science says you can't do all this stuff, that you can't tell people that if you want to wear a mask for safety, you can. If you want to stay home, you can. If you want to close your business, you can. If you want to operate your business at half throttle, you can. But you don't have the right or authority to tell your neighbor to do those things, and therefore you can't delegate that to government. Therefore, the government can never tell all people to wear a mask at all the time, or stay at home, or close their business, or operate at less than capacity. So that's political science, and that is good, sound political science, based on thousands of years, really, of trying to figure out what is lawful government. So apparently we don't know what lawful government is in this country. The state of Texas has it in its constitution, Article 1, Section 2. All political power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority. And when it says founded, it doesn't mean just started, and once it's started, it can do anything it wants to, and anything it does is lawful because it was founded on their authority. No, it has to be continued. Everything government does must be continually checked on authority of the people. And if the people don't have it in themselves, they cannot delegate it to government, and government cannot get it. And that's what I was trying to kind of point I was trying to make with Bonnie the other day, was that, yes, we don't delegate everything to government, but she was in a way kind of implying that we have all the other rights, or we have all rights and government has limited rights because we don't delegate at all. Well, you see, that if you go with that, they can trick you. Because they say, well, you know, you authorized government through your authority, and you elected your representatives with your authority. Therefore, your representatives can do anything they want to, pass any laws, and it's been all authorized because you started it. You founded it, and you elected these people. No, that's not how it goes. And if you want to find that out for sure why that is, you can go to lawfulgovernment.com. That's one of my websites. And you can click on the COVID-19 business. I'll go to that right now and see if I can get that. Yeah, you go to COVID. Then on the under contents on the left-hand side, I believe, hang on, folks, and we'll get right back to that in a few minutes. I don't know what, we're getting some kind of interference or something here. You okay? You hear that in the background? That's strange. I'm getting kind of interference along with it. But anyway, that sounds good. We'll be back. I know. Okay. Well, I'm hearing all kinds of stuff, and it sounds like part of your show, or sounds like John Stadtmiller. I'm getting bumper music in here. That's weird. Oh, you know what is happening? I am very sorry about this. What am I? What is happening here? We get even another. We have several of these things. I'm very sorry. There's videos on this page I went to, and they cranked up, started automatically. So I'm very sorry about that, folks. I didn't know it would do that. But anyway, to find why it is true that government is always based on the authority of the people at all times, what an individual has in themselves, you can go to lawfulgovernment.com, then go to the COVID section, and then on the left-hand side on contents, go under down to number 13, which says requests. No, it says, where is this? Let's see. Argued and disproved. Well, I don't want to spend any more time on it, but I have a letter that was sent to the governor to tell him to pull these unlawful restrictions. And I have a quote from John Locke in there who goes into detail about why the legislature cannot do anything they want to because all they ever have is what each individual in society or each individual in the state of nature delegates to them and gives up to them when they create society, when they create a government. So, and therefore, the legislature can never have more authority than each individual delegates to it. And so that's why they can't at any time create law that is beyond what an individual has in themselves. So anyway, getting back to we have probably a couple of minutes here before it starts, or a minute or so. The mass media cartel has said, oh, they've created an app to have on your phone so that when you go to restaurants, you can grade them on their COVID protocol even after they've been fully opened. And I guess this is to, scare other people that that these restaurants are no longer wearing masks or are washing their hands at every instant and doesn't have all the hand washing stuff at the entrances, all that kind of baloney stuff, as if you could go in there and then take your mask off and eat and cough and do all that stuff later as if that was going to somehow stop this COVID-19 stuff. But you can see what they're focusing on. The mass media cartel has never, ever put up somebody on their show who has explained to them why they don't like this stuff. Well, anyway, right after this break, hang on. We'll talk about it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. And right before the break, I was trying to find and talk about that, and I was reviewing what John Locke said about this Article 1, Section 2 business about government being limited to the authority in each individual. And I did find it. It's go to lawfulgovernment.com and then the COVID section, and then under contents on the left, it is number 13. It says, request Governor Abbott to issue executive order to cease and desist all tyrannous COVID-19 restrictions and enforce rights of all individuals to follow or disregard all COVID-19 recommendations as they cannot rise to the level of law in Texas. So, and that's what I did. I had written the governor on December the 15th, 2020, to do those things. And I quoted John Locke from his Second Treatise of Government, published in 1689. That was a full 100 years before the U.S. Constitution was ratified. All the founders knew him well and were quite familiar with his work, and quoted him often and used his material, and never really referenced him too much because everybody knew what they where it came from. But anyway, I'm going to quote it, and it here it goes. Though the legislative, whether placed in one or more, whether it be always in being or only in intervals, though it be the supreme power in every commonwealth, yet first it is not, nor can possibly be, absolutely arbitrary over the lives and fortunes of the people. For it being but the joint power of every member of the society, given up to that person or assembly, which is legislator, it can be no more than those persons had in a state of nature before they entered into society and gave up to the community. For nobody can transfer to another more power than he has in himself, and nobody has an absolute arbitrary power over himself or over any other to destroy his own life or take away the life or property of another. Their power, legislative, in the utmost bounds of it, is limited to the public good of the society. It is a power that hath no other end but the preservation, and therefore can never have a right to destroy, enslave, or designedly to impoverish the subjects, unquote. Now, it's pretty darn clear that these COVID-19 restrictions, even though they've been told that we've been told they're good for us and they're to take care of us, what they've actually done is they've impoverished us and they've destroyed our businesses, and the restaurants have closed, and none of this has been a protection of property of the people. It harms them continually, and the mask wearing does the same thing. It harms the people that are wearing them. And so this is a proof that that we don't live in an eventocracy where government gains authority and power from events and emergencies, but it gains it from each individual. And that's the truth all the time. Well, they don't get more power because a storm hits. They don't get more power because a famine happens. They don't obtain more power because a disease springs up. It's always the same. It's always based in the people. All political power comes and is inherent in the people, not in events. So that's the crime they've been doing to us. And this mass media cartel just keeps pushing this stuff. It played down the fact that the percentage of growth in cases has dropped to 2.6%, below the restriction threshold of 5%. So we'll talk about this some more. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear. Out on 49, man, I can see the lights. School's out and the night's rolling, man, just like a long lost friend. You ain't seen in a while, you can't help but smile. And it's two bare feet on the dashboard.
All right, welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here on the March 11th. The mass media cartel, KSAT News in San Antonio and Spectrum News. They even call themselves news, Spectrum News, KSAT News. And it says they say that folks who own businesses and restaurants can still call the police on those who will not wear a mask and be arrested for trespassing. Well, you know that now. Why would they advertise that, when it should be jubilation that we don't have to do this stuff anymore? Why would they be pushing that? I think we know why. Because they're part of it. They're part of the fake pandemic from the very beginning. This was a fake pandemic. It is a fake pandemic. It never existed. the death rate in any age group has not increased. They simply moved the deaths from one thing over to another thing, called COVID-19. That's all they did, to shift the death rates from what it was stated as earlier in past years to COVID-19. But the actual death rate of any age group has not increased. So, if you're going to have a pandemic that's dangerous, that alters what's the medical conditions of a society, it would have to produce a death rate that's more than what you've been having, generally, typically. And it's just flat wrong. I mean, it's not trespassing to not wear a mask into a business. That's not trespassing, especially if the mask is harmful. I mean, a business owner can't tell you to hit himself in the knee with a hammer before he comes into the restaurant or the business. You know, we like people that hit themselves in the knees with hammers here at our restaurant. Well, I mean, come on. What it is discrimination. It's discriminating against those who want to live free and exhibit their God-given a glory being created in the image of God. That's what they don't want. They don't want the image of God being shown anymore. They want the image of slavery. Enslave yourself. And we're not happy unless you're enslaved. We're enslaved, and we want you to be enslaved. If I'm going to be enslaved, we want everybody else to be enslaved. Well, isn't that an ugly, ugly way of looking at things? Can't we look at it saying, I'm free. God created me in his image. His son has saved me through his death, resurrection, and ascension. And I have ascended into the kingdom of heaven and sat down at the right hand with Jesus. I have sat down in the heavenly places with Jesus. Ephesians 2:6. I mean, why can't that be the message? You know, and we can all be in the kingdom of heaven together, eating at the same restaurant, all showing the glory of God in our face. Yeah. No. They want to still call the cops on you even after there's no necessity for doing this stuff. They still want to do that. I think they know that if they lift all these restrictions and everybody just doesn't do any of this stuff anymore, they'll quit lining up in the thousands to get an injection of a potion that they don't know what it's going to do to you, really. And they do this without informing you of what it is and what stage of development it's in, or any of that. The protocol that should be in place is informed consent. It's against the law to do medical procedures on somebody if they don't know anything about it. They haven't been informed of their chances or what it entails or any of that. No, it's just line up. You drive up in a car, like a drive-in at the Sonic, and get a cold drink. You drive up and get a shot, a dose of a potion in your arm. I mean, and thousands of these people are doing this. What in the world is this about? And then, I think the governor should issue another executive order for the mass media cartel to cease and desist from pushing masks and these mandates after they've been lifted. I mean, why do we tolerate the mass media cartel just doing anything it wants? And it won't ever tell both sides of this story. They never have a doctor on telling the other side of it. They never have any of that. It's always something that is promoting unlawful medical activity. You know, and the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association have held a training session that was actually accredited by the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement, a two-day training session. And they say just the opposite about this calling the cops and what they're going to do for trespassing. Now, some of them might just do this out of ignorance, but they held a two-day training session where they were training peace officers, police officers, and sheriffs that, no, sir, that this is not trespassing. This is more of discrimination, not trespassing. Trespassing is coming on your property without permission to do some kind of harm or to do something like that, not to shop like anybody else or not to buy a meal. And to require you to jump through a hoop to hit yourself in the knee with a hammer in order to eat like everybody else, I don't think that's not going to fly for trespassing. And that's the same thing that Sheriff Mack was saying there too. That's simply not the law, and they don't have to enforce that. And he's recommending that all police officers, law enforcement, do not enforce that stuff. And I've done this. In fact, I went to IHOP the other day and went in. And this was when the mandate was almost over. It wasn't quite yet. I mean, and they said, well, you need a mask. And I said, no, I'm not going to wear a mask. My wife was with me. She was wearing one. And I said, no, I'm not going to wear one. And they said, well, we can't seat you. And I said, well, I tell you what, why don't you call the cops right now? And I'll go sit right over there, and we'll sit right over there, and we'll eat. Well, they gave up. They let us go over there and sit down, and we had our meal. And no cops showed up. And I did the same thing at Walmart. I mean, I do that, but I did it at Whataburger. Boy, the manager came out and made a big fuss at the line that I couldn't seat my family, my grandkids. There was only one table in there where we could seat. And, oh, no, they had that marked off. You couldn't sit there. You know, you have to skip that table. You have to go to another table where you can't sit together. I said, no. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You just call the cops, and I'll go over there, and we'll be sitting, and you bring out the food, and we'll be eating over there until the cops get here. Well, again, of course, it made a big scene in the restaurant, as some people were smiling pretty big. You know, at some point, you have to learn what government is, what your authority is, and what authority the government and others do not have. We spend so much time talking about our rights. Oh, we got to enforce. Oh, I got to have this. I got to have that. And you can't have that because I say you can't have it. Well, we must learn what rights we don't have. And because we don't have certain rights, we can't delegate them to government. And therefore, government doesn't have authority to tell everybody like that what to do at every turn. They just can't get it. And once you know these things, these principles, you become a lot more confident in society, a lot more confident in dealing with your fellow man. You just say, well, I'm not doing that. I mean, you might like that, but I'm not doing that. I mean, what's the difference between saying, no, you can't come in the restaurant because you're black? Well, I can't come in your restaurant because I'm a Christian, and I don't believe it's good to cover my face because it covers the glory of God. I mean, it's the same. It's religious discrimination. I mean, here it is, a quote from 1 Corinthians 11:7. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God. And you know, I see these preachers and pastors on, you know, that, and they're praying in the hospital. They got the mask on and they got the mask on in church. I mean, how is it that we've gotten? Government doesn't know what it is. The church doesn't know what it is. How did we get in this shape where people that, and now I went to the doctor's office this morning, and I had an appointment to return to have him check something out. And he's all wearing a mask, and I had to sit out in the car and do all that. Well, I didn't. I still sat in the waiting room, and I didn't wear a mask either. But there was nobody there who would care. So anyway, finally, it's my turn to go in there, and you know, the opportunity never came up. But I wanted to tell him what the mass media cartel and government did to architects and engineers in 2001 is the same thing they're doing to the medical profession in 2020 and 21. Yeah, 20 years later, they've turned the medical profession into whores and prostitutes and liars, just like they did with architects and engineers. There was no big uprising of architects and engineers that said, you know, jets didn't bring those twin towers down, and jets didn't bring the 47-story building 7 down right next to it on the same day, and it wasn't hit by a plane at all. You know, these buildings were powerful, and they were built for jet collisions. Well, what did they do to us? They just ran over us. The mass media, nobody wanted to stand up to it. Nobody wanted to stand up to the mass media cartel. And what did it do? It just turned on the architects and engineers just became liars and prostitutes. They didn't defend the people that even designed the building literally did not defend their own building because they were afraid if they did, they'd never work again. And this is the kind of thing. And so now they've used to create an event and grab power that they couldn't get any other way. They did 9/11, and now to grab more power that they couldn't get any other way, they did the same thing with the medical profession. They've turned it into these medical doctors. They're not standing up in great numbers and saying this is all bull corn. But of course, now, 20 years later, there's over 3,000 architects and engineers who have signed a petition for a real investigation of 9/11. But look how long it's taken to get there. I mean, what are we going to see about this pandemic in 15 or 20 years? I'm sure there'll be 4,000 doctors and scientists that have said this is COVID-19 was a joke. I mean, some of them are saying it already. I mean, a lot of them. But anyway, I would like for you to visit mixandstream.com to watch the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association law enforcement two-day training session that was actually accredited by the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement, and to actually see what these sheriffs say. I mean, you're going to love it. And Sheriff Mack, I think it's in video 2 of Sheriff Mack, he backs up everything I'm saying, and he even talks about taking power from these events that they don't have. And so he's really acknowledging what I'm seeing too and observing, that they're trying to create an eventocracy out of a republic. And we can't let them do that, folks. Well, anyway, we'll be back in another couple of minutes, and stay tuned.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right. Welcome back for the final little segment here of Search for Lawful Government. And I just want to say a couple of little things before we bring on a guest, Mitchell from Tennessee. But I just wanted to wrap this up by saying this is God's kingdom, not the CDC kingdom or even the United States kingdom. And we don't need to do anything to enter society. We have the kingdom of heaven. We're in it. God created it, and we need a society that is open to people, not that we have to jump through any hoops to be in it. So anyway, at this point, let's bring on Mitchell from Tennessee and see what he has to say.
Hey, Ron, how's it going?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Well, congratulations. You now have won the reward or the award for the most powerful hour on RBN.
Well,
this show, this information is very, very powerful.
That's just you speaking, I think, right?
Yeah, but I'm real smart.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
Hey, Ron, what I wanted to ask you, we don't have time to go into this, but I think you're really nailing it. There's three words that I think are very, very important for the individuals in society to have a discussion about. And one is, what is property? What are inalienable rights? And what is consent of the governed and who did it? We don't have time to go into that, but I really want to tell you, I appreciate you bringing in John Locke. And John Locke's definition of property is crucially important. But since we don't have a lot of time, I do want to ask you about the medical situation and the COVID-19. I've boiled it down. My concern now, the big concern, and I mentioned this to John Stadtmiller the other day, but what happens when you try to go to the dentist? What happens when you try to go to the doctor? What happens when you wind up in the emergency room and they say, we can't take you in unless you've been vaccinated?
Yeah, I think that's a criminal act. That's not medical service. I mean, that's more force to force you into doing something against your will, against your better judgment.
Well, let me ask you this. I think you had a guest on named Dan. Was that his name?
I think we've had one named that sometime.
Anyway, you had a guest on that was talking about the discriminatory action, and this may be the road to go down. Would it? And I've got a friend in Hot Springs that is supposed to be looking into some of this stuff. Would it be a good idea to put together? I don't know. I'm just floating this out there and asking your opinion. Would it be a good idea to put together some sort of a form letter that we could maybe anonymously start sending or maybe identify ourselves, but just start sending a letter showing case law or whatever we can to show that if you want to refuse people service if they have not been vaccinated, there will be legal exposure. Would it be a good idea to get that out in front of them? See, the thing that's happening, Ron, is what you're talking about with 9/11 and stuff. The government, whether they make it a legal mandate or not, they're using the force of government to intimidate everybody.
Correct. Well,
and the dentist
Mitchell,
says, "Well, I'm concerned about licensure, or, you know, license revocation, or the grocery store, you know, health department, just to be sure we're going to make sure everybody's vaccinated. We need to incentivize
Mitchell,
the business owners in the other
call
direction."
Mitchell, can I get you to call in my next show next Tuesday?
I'll try to do that, Ron.
All right. I look forward to talking. All right, folks. All right. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.